It was maybe 3 weeks ago on this very radio show, we had sort of an exclusive of sorts, and it became national news. And we spoke with Brian Fenster. That's the brother of Danny Fenster, the journalist detained in Myanmar, a country some of you, maybe most of you, have never even heard of. And when you heard about, if you heard about the story, maybe you haven't even yet, although it made national news and in both print and on, CNBC and CNN, Fox News, on, all those stations. But as my guest Brian Fenster predicted, and Brian, I think you were right, eventually the news cycle would be the news cycle. It would fizzle out, and I promised to stay on this story. So, first of all, how are you?
Doing okay, thank you. And we really appreciate hearing you say that.
Well, you know, I mean, this is an awful thing. And for those who haven't heard the awful thing, this story, let's do kind of a quick synopsis here. Who is your brother and what happened, as far as you know?
Yeah, so my brother is Danny Fenster. He's an American journalist who's been living in Myanmar just over 2 years. And he was unlawfully detained on May 24th. He was at the airport there coming home to surprise his family here in Michigan. And today is day 28, and we still have not been able to talk to him. Our embassy has not been able to talk to him. And he had a hearing just a few days ago that no one was really aware of.
All right, so add me to that list of being unaware. I hadn't seen that in the news anywhere. So do you know what happened at this hearing? Anything at all about it?
We don't. We were notified by his employer that they were going to be making a statement this past Thursday, which I think was this past Thursday, June 17th. There was a hearing. Again, our embassy was not notified. Our family was not notified. We don't know what was said, what happened. We just know that he was sent back to the prison. There are still no charges. And it sounds like there's another hearing on July 1st or sometime around there.
Now, as far as you know, he was just doing his job. He was leaving the country, not because there was a political coup in the country, which would indeed be reason enough to leave, you'd think, but he was leaving to surprise family back in Michigan, and then planning, I presume, to go back to work in Myanmar.
Yes, you know, a lot of journalists there left when the coup started or had been leaving. They're being targeted by the military regime. And yeah, he was not reporting. He was not protesting. He was at his desk as an editor for the English version of the publication he was working at. He had planned to come here for a visit for, I don't know, maybe a month, a few weeks. And then, as far as I know, he had every intention of going back and continuing his job.
Now, I know he's married, and we didn't talk about this last time. Where is his wife?
His wife is there. She's in Yangon right now, also trying to see him, establish contact. And, you know, we're all trying to work together on this.
Sure. Where is Yangon? I'm sorry for my ignorance.
Yeah, Yangon is in Myanmar. That's the city that Danny and his wife Juliana live in.
Is his wife in danger?
We hope not. We certainly hope not. She is not a journalist or anything like that. So, you know, we would love for her to be safe. We are hoping she's able to leave the country when Danny leaves, if not sooner. But yeah, her safety is top priority, just like Danny's.
Is she from the United States or from there?
She is from Brazil. They met in Myanmar.
I see. Okay. So here's the thing that I don't understand. As you explained to me last time, your local representatives politically, public officials are well aware of this, but you've gone way beyond that. The U.S. senators, U.S. representatives from where you live outside Detroit are well aware, and the State Department is well aware. And have you heard? I mean, if it's gone that high to that level, could it go to the next level where I'm literally talking the vice president or the president of the United States?
Yeah, to our knowledge, Everybody is tracking this. I mean, use your imagination. Everybody is involved in one way or another. I said this last time, and I say this to everybody I talk to. It's just the hardest part is waiting, because they don't work in diplomacy in that country. Information is incredibly slow to move. There's different divisions of the regime and the police, military, whatever it may be. And I don't know. I don't know if messages are getting lost. I don't believe there's the communication is just, it's not what we're accustomed to here in this country. And that's been the most frustrating part of this.
Well, even in other countries that don't open up, at least there is communication. If we have a relationship with that country, a political relationship with that country, and there's an ambassador in that country, at least there's communication. It sounds like the ambassador, no offense to the ambassador, this is me saying that, not your family, is kind of worthless. To no fault of anyone's necessarily, but it doesn't seem that our relationship with that nation or shell of a nation has made a difference.
Yeah. I mean, I can't praise them enough. I have to say that, of course, because it's the truth. They were talking all the time. They're conveying information to us, and they're available whenever we need them to be available. And, you know, I want to be sure I stay in my lane. You know, I couldn't begin to understand the process of what they have to do, let alone in that country. But they certainly have cards stacked against them in terms of relationship with a military regime.
Has it been frustrating to you that people who do what I do have, okay, we interviewed him once or twice, and that's kind of enough,
yeah,
and we're on to other things, and you're not so much in the news cycle, at least like you were?
Yeah, certainly. I have to give credit to my family, to our community, people volunteering their time every single day to trying to help us. We're ending the fourth week, and I think we've done a phenomenal job, but this, all we can do is continue to fight like hell, and we fight like hell by telling stories, by talking about Danny. So we certainly are not giving up, and we understand how the news works, and we need information to keep the story fresh, but we're just trying to fight.
Well, I suppose you need information for your peace of mind, too. He's in a prison, to my understanding, I don't know if you're sure of this, called the Insane Prison, and apparently it's called that for a reason. You have no idea, or do you, about his physical well-being?
We don't. Day 28 right now. I don't have the words. It's hard to find the words. We just want to make sure he's okay. We want to talk to him. I think that's the least that anybody can do over there. It's extremely frustrating.
He doesn't have any kids, correct?
Correct. No kids.
But he's an
uncle, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but you do. And wow, what a not so exciting Father's Day for you. And more importantly, for your own father and mother. I've seen them on television. How are they doing?
They're doing all right. It's hard. It's affecting all of us, especially, you know, the longer this goes on. It's sad and frustrating, too, that the beat goes on, right? This is happening, but people still have to live their lives. We still have to work. We still have to take care of our kids and each other.
Yeah.
So it's terrible. It's terrible.
It is terrible. And I stand here from where I stand, thousands of miles away from a country in Southeast Asia that I had heard of, but certainly have never been to and know very little about. But I still don't, and this is, again, the radio host talking, not you. I still don't comprehend how our government can't do more to at least communicate with their quasi-government to do something about it. He was partially, you said, going to come back to surprise the family, which includes Grandma, who's over 90 years old, and you explained last time we spoke to you, a Holocaust survivor. Does she have any idea this is happening?
She don't. So, you know, piling on the heartbreak here, it's, yeah. she's gone through a tremendous amount. Obviously, my grandparents, both survivors, the only survivors from their families. My Uncle Rick passed away, which is her middle child, in 2010 mm-hmm. of cancer. And her grandson is being detained by a military regime. So we're unfortunately keeping her in the dark about it. This is the wishes of you know, our family, unfortunately.
Well, understandable. So how can people help?
Yes. Thank you for asking. We have, as I mentioned last time, bringdannyhome.com is a website we have. You can get caught up on his story. You can link out to other media stories that we've had. We have a petition on moveon.org that you can link out from the website, which is urging to raise awareness and urge this administration to move a little quickly on this. We have T-shirts that are for sale.
All right,
and
again,
the best
Brian,
part about that.
Yeah, I'm just out of time here. Again, the website real quickly.
Yes, thank you. BringDannyHome.com. There's a lot of different things you can see there.
All right. Thank you very much. I promise to keep following this as long as it's a story, which I hope isn't very much longer. Thank you.